At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony in loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David Gibson. Let me tell you about some things going on here at the Institute here in Sausalito, just outside San Francisco, and online. We have a in-person sound healing workshop, an open house at the Institute on Sunday, May 3rd. You come in and get blissed out by going on the sound table and doing a lot of different meditations. We have tomorrow, on March 29th, we've got an online open house from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can find it at soundhealingcenter.com/events, and you'll get blissed out there as well. We also have our Sound Healing Certificate Program in Sausalito starting. It's already started, so you can jump in, mostly Monday and Wednesday nights. Half of it's online. We also have The in-person summer intensive, June 9th to the 19th here in Sausalito, and you can start the online portion anytime, or you can do the whole program online. And it starts next start time is actually this Tuesday, but it starts every week or so. It's all about how sound, how vibration creates the whole universe. Also, we teach very specific skills on how to make this a career. Because we're a vocational college and we have to place 70% of our students. We also have individual classes if you just want to check out different specific classes. We also have a recording program starting this Tuesday, March 31st. It's in 12 to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Then you have to do 8 hours of lab time each week. It's all about recording, mixing, and producing. And then we also have our Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat we do every year, August 1st and 2nd. You can go ahead and sign up for that. You can find it at soundhealingcenter.com/events. And then we've got our voice analysis training that's coming up May 17th. And that's the program that shows exactly what's going on with you based on how many times you sing each note. And you can also get an assessment at voiceanalysisharmony.com. Cool. Okay. So we have our Sound Healing Conference coming up. It's coming up April 24th to the 26th. I want to tell you about it. It's our 20th Sound Healing Conference. Let me share my screen again here. So, it's 14 of the top researchers, pioneers, and instructors, doctors, sound therapists, and musicians. And this year, I'm going to be doing a thing on music and sacred geometry. And then Ryan Sarnataro does a deep dive into antique singing bowls. It's really interesting. I had no idea about the detail of all the different antiques. Tibetan singing bowls, those are. And then Marianne Goobry does a whole thing about the harp intuitive as an intuitive healing instrument. She's been doing it for many years and really has it down, and also does a beautiful sound bath. We have sound baths in every presentation as well, so you will be blissed out. And then Marla does a presentation on the art of the frame drum. We're going to be playing her sound bath in a little bit. And Bill Barclay, who's actually works with symphonies and conducts symphonies, he's going to be talking about the harmonic series. We've been working with him a little bit. And then Julia Williamson gets into how to use the voice for somatic singing and how it rewires the brain and frees the voice. And then Jerry Jen gets into muscle testing and using it to figure out how the whole world is changing and shifting in a birth of a new humanity. He's like a master at it. And then Garnet does a whole thing on using flashing lights from the neurovisor. And we're now offering the neurovisor, which is tuned to your note, your home note. It's really powerful flashing lights. It's called a brain machine. He makes those, and he's a very a serious brain researcher as well. And then Don Estes will take you to another dimension on the triune reality. And Darren Austin Hall talks about sound healing as medicine for the Aquarian age. Jeffrey Thompson is talking about the new science of sound for consciousness expansion. Jen, does the whole thing on awakening the healing power of your voice. You gotta just express yourself. And then Helene Marie Anderson works with the harp also and does the genesis of musical creation. Marin Assoff does remembering the human voice also. And then I end with a presentation on universal love. You can check it, find it all at globesoundhealingconference.com, and it's free. It's free. So check it out and get blessed out. Okay, cool.
So today, what I want to do is I want to play a bunch of the sound baths from the conference. So talking about being blissed out, oh my God. So I'm going to play five or six videos, and I should warn you, if you're driving, you got to be really careful. You could get too blissed out, so it could be really dangerous. So headphones are better. Definitely, if you have headphones, grab them because you can hear the bass. And let's dive in. The first one I want to play is from Jen Cunnings, and Jen does serious voice work. I just love Jen's energy. Okay, so enjoy this.
Hi, I'm Jen Cunnings, and I'm going to be just sharing with you a sound bath with a little light language transmission. So just sit back, close your eyes, get comfortable, and receive.
Como
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, sending many blessings.
Serious drugs. Oh my God.
Okay, so the next one we have is Marla Lay. Marla is a master frame drum player. So a little more activating. So enjoy this one. Thank you.
So much fun, huh? Oh my God. Okay. So next one we have is Marianne Gubri from Italy. She plays the harp and her friends play in crystal bowls and other things. So check this out. Marianne Gubri. Thank you.
Cool. Now we have Maren Aitsoff doing voice and chant. Enjoy this one.
Greetings, everyone. I'm going to invite you to join me, if you choose, in a beautiful chant of Aham Prema. If you are not confident in your voice, you are welcome to just sit and receive this beautiful mantra. But if you do feel so called to pair your spirit and your body and chant this along with me, this is a chant that means in Sanskrit, I am divine love. A very pertinent chant, I believe, for this particular time, to remember what it is we are. And whenever we use our voices, we always want to make sure that the vowel is good and clear, because the vowel is what moves the frequency of whatever we are communicating. So in this particular mantra, we have an ah, a hum, and a pre ma. Aham prema. And this mantra opens up our universality and surrenders us to the heart, where we will state this truth of what it is we really all are at the bedrock of our being. So if you feel to, place your hand on your heart and take a nice deep breath into your body, allowing your belly to release and open. And this is how we pull our spirit deep into our body. And as we move our voice, we always want to make sure we're moving our voice from this deep place within our body. Our voice is very powerful, but not from the throat and head. Our voice's power is when Shakti from below is paired with Shiva from above. So let us try this together with a nice deep breath and an open throat and a relaxed jaw. Sound moving through the heart. Aham prema. This mantra moves through the body.
Aham prema.
take that deep breath into your belly and feel the connection between your gut, your heart, and your head, unifying this beautiful intelligence and remembering, I am divine love. I am worthy of divine love. I am offering divine love.
Okay, now we have Helene Marie Anderson doing some harp also and voice. Me. Play this one. Enjoy. Asaf. Oh my God. I told you you couldn't drive. Oops. Okay. One more. That was it. One more. This is Darren Austin. I've got to find it here. Dustin Hall. Dustin Hall. Okay. You thought the others were spacey. Oh my God. Enjoy this one. Here comes.
Finding a connection to your life, giving breath, breathing in to the Holy Heart space in the center of your chest. Releasing a nice clearing sigh. And imagine that your heart chakra is shining with the light of your soul. And as I sing this invocation to Source, I invite you to listen from your sacred heart space.
Just speechless, huh? April 24th to the 26th, GlobeSoundHealingConference.com. Hold this energy, at least for the rest of the evening, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes. Take care.